Well, good evening, everybody, or more like early Saturday morning, right before midnight. What am I getting ready to do? I'm getting ready to get my treadmill set up, getting ready to do some miles. Yep, had to take a 2-day break. We did make it to our destination. More videos and photos coming soon, and of the spiritual kind as well. Yes, was able to connect, was not surprised. Pretty easy anymore for me. But I think when you get older and you have that special gift that you're given, one person, I believe, family member each generation, the way and the ability to connect only gets stronger as you get older. So we had a splendid time. The drive was a little bit hellish on the way back. It took a little bit longer. There's a lot of fog, especially along the river, and made a drive that should not have taken so long add an additional 40 minutes. And I was pretty nauseated, so we weren't able to soak in this ginormous claw tub. Unfortunate, but I just was not feeling well to get in the tub. And hey, girl, get off my sleeve for crying out loud. They got you, little puppy. Man, she's in her terrible twos. My Lord. How many others, you know, off topic, have, you know, Antarctic type of breed, Arctic breed of fur children that are shedding like crazy? My gosh. It's like plucking cotton and corn off of her every day. I'll tell you what. Whew, exactly. So yeah, we had a splendid time. More videos, more photos to come, more stories about what a great time we had. Really. You know, minus the rain, we got the electric back on, sump pumps running. We're good to go. We don't need any more rain in the city. Or rain in the city. Rain in the country. We need to dry out. Of course, you hear them fighting. This is the typical time at midnight, right as I get my treadmill out. That's right, the fur kids got to act up, act crazy, and, you know, so much for a peaceful treadmill experience, so to speak. So, more to come. I'm going to clear up some information here. I've been asked via email how the Bret Michaels concert was last night. I even had somebody on the phone this evening that asked how, which is now we're going at 12 a.m., so we're Saturday, asked how the concert was last night. Okay, this is a podcast blog. Pammy, I am sorry to let you all know, Pammy is not real.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not real.
I'm real.
No, she's not real, really, only in her mind. She is a, okay, well, she's staring at, you know, us right now, so we're not going to say what she is. But anyway, Pammy did not go to the Bret Michaels concert. And I didn't go to the Bret Michaels concert. And Eric didn't go to Bret Michaels concert. Breast Michael? That made a lot of sense, didn't it? Huh. That was weird. So, for everybody, sorry to let you know, we did not attend a Bret Michaels concert. People asking where it was located around the Indiana area. No, we did not attend and fly out VIP first class to a Bret Michaels show last night. I don't even know where he was performing, but it was a skit with Pammy, who is grounded. And she didn't go to the Bret Michaels show either. But more of that later. So just to clear the air, it was pretty funny. But no, we did not attend the Bret Michaels concert. Do I like Bret Michaels? That's a good question on an email. I do like Bret Michaels since I do play some of his music. But I am an 80s rocker by, you know, generation, so to speak, the big hair days. When rock and roll was cool and so was partying and going out. And you actually had a good time. And now everybody just sits home. And plays their electronics, I don't know. So no, if Bret Michaels was touring again with Poison and happened to be in the area and I scored some tickets, they would have to be first or second row because I get claustrophobic in big crowds back in, you know, up in the bleachers and high rise. Yes, I would attend a concert with Bret Michaels singing. But yes, as far as Bret Michaels himself, I don't know. I don't really listen to a whole lot of his music since he's solo. So I do like the group Poison from the 80s. So there you go. There's your answer. So I was at Wally World picking up some oyster crackers and some Sprite, Diet Sprite Cherry, which I'm going to plug Diet Sprite Cherry because Diet 7-Up Cherry is eh. Diet Sprite Cherry, if you need a good belch and you're nauseated and vomiting out the wazoo, is perfect with oyster crackers, the tiny little crackers. Awesome mix. So I went up there to get some and I ran out of some of my vitamin stuff, and I do stock up and I take a lot of vitamins, especially going through cancer treatments. Last time I didn't do it as much. This time I was smarter and wiser, and you just learn by experience. It's so important just to flush your system with good stuff, lots of fluid and lots of vitamins, and it will detox all that junk out of your system. Chemo is fast, and as you all know, as cancer patients, the slow subside of the medicine that comes out of your system. You sweat it out, you urinate it out. Plug your body with tons of good stuff. Good teas, decaf, please. Decaf, green teas, you know, black tea leaves, decaf. I do a lot of that. I do a lot of watermelon, like you saw before. I do a lot of watermelon juice, little watermelon balls, which aren't that bad because there's not really a whole lot there to break down in your GI tract. But I also plug a ton of vitamins, like around the clock vitamins. I'm like every 8 hours vitamins. And it has really benefited my hair. I've not lost as much hair as I probably should have going through treatment. But, you know, my oncologist, you know, he credits it from me really, you know, upping the dosage, upping. That makes a lot of sense, didn't it? Because I'm going to upping. I'm going to upping my dosage. I'm upping it up. I'm upping it up. But increase my dosage of my vitamins, multivitamins. I even take, and you know what? I take also hydroxycut vitamins. We got into this before. Not y'all! Gosh, crying loud! I'm trying to podcast here. Hang it. So where was I? You have human kids and fur kids. You know how that is when they interrupt you when you're trying to speak. Don't be rude to the listeners now. Little baby husky, little pie, snooker, snookers, little sugar cookie snackies, you little darling, sweet little blue-eyed little babies. You're just... Okay, I'll stop. So I actually take the hydroxycut gummies because it is really good on the B vitamins. It is really good on niacin. It's got all the B vitamins, actually. And vitamin A, C, D, E, vitamin K. It's got iron. It's got biotin. You know, people have this misconception, and I ran into this while I'm bringing this up. And by the way, I also take in the picture, you'll see Dimetaz Super Mass Gainer. No, I'm not into bodybuilding now, but really, honestly, I'm at 119. 125 is where I started before my last treatment. I'm at 119, A-okay, because, you know, I know how to, my body will bounce back. It'll go back. It's usually about 125. I hang around there, you know. I can't take in normal, what most people would. And even if I didn't have gastroparesis and I didn't have a messed up insides and, you know, and issues going on, I still would live a healthy lifestyle. I would still exercise if I could regularly, which I try to do, at least the treadmill, the cardio part. I would still do yoga. I would still do some type of stretching activity. I would still probably have the diet similar, if not almost close to perfect, of what I have now. I'm not the kind of person that would let myself go. I'm not going to put down anybody who lets themselves go. People have various reasons, stress, things going on in their life, death in the family, whatnot. But I believe that when you start young adults off young, at a young age, like when I was 18, you know, I started into the healthy lifestyle. I loved working out. You become like it's a passion of yours. It's not just a chore or a job or because I have to. It becomes a lifestyle, forever a lifestyle. And it's a passion. And I've always loved working out. And I've always was a little bit careful what I consume. But when you have gastroparesis, you have to be extra careful because you can get obstructions and things that get lodged in your GI tract because they can't make their way down. Gastroparesis means nerve damage. Muscles do not work because the nerves are not firing correctly. There are those people who think gastroparesis is an eating disorder. Well, okay. People who think gastroparesis is an eating disorder, you just have to go like this. See that dust and lint off your shoulder? Bing! That's what you do when people say stuff. It is taking me in my 40s to get to the point where who gives a flying hootity-doody-doody-doo what people think and what their opinions are. Is like my bum. When you turn around and look at it, you see that, you smack that, that's your bum. We all got one, and everybody's entitled to their opinions. So I really don't, I'm at that point, thank the good Lord, hallelujah, that I don't really take in, you know, consideration, really. I really could care less what people think. I do things to make me happy. I make changes in my life to better myself. I'm worried about myself, and I don't want to say the hell with everybody else, because that's not true, because I'm a very caring, kind person with a huge heart. I've learned not to have too much of a huge heart, not to wear it on the shoulder, to be respectful and be respected. And I think that's two main things, respectful and respected. So, you know, the misconception that gastroparesis is an eating disorder, I have been told that myself personally, someone to me. I think those people just need to educate themselves. I really don't think nothing of it now. I'm like, yeah, you know, kind of like that lint. Ding! You know, you just don't think nothing of it. And it's, you know, whatever. But then you go on the other side, which is people who do have the eating disorders. And I've been there. And people who have cancer, they go through treatments. And I'm there too. So I can look at all three sides of a very great topic, you know? I don't expect people who don't go through cancer treatments, if you've never been through radiation, folks, if you've never been through any type of chemotherapy or other experimental oncology drug, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, okay? You don't know what it's like. You don't know what your body goes through. If you have ovarian cancer or prostate cancer, which are two of the major cancers that affect, I mean, a bazoo of the chemicals in your body. Come on, women, let's face it. Ovaries produce lots of chemicals and lots of hormones. Prostate cancer, also the prostate, produces chemicals, hormones for men. Ovaries for women, okay? Unless you've been through ovarian cancer, you've gone through radiation, you've gone through chemo treatment, or any other cancer, chemotherapy, radiation treatment, it affects your body. It affects it hard, okay? Not everybody is going to lose a ton of weight, and not everybody is going to be the you know, 5% maybe, I think that's what they said, oncology, that people do gain weight from the treatments. So, you know, I think there's this misconception, you know, oh my God, she's going to lose all this weight. She's already got an eating disorder because she got gastroparesis. It's not an eating disorder, for crying out loud. Okay? There's that lint again, ding, to those people who think that, you know? And you ever notice we have people who say that are the people that obviously want to change themselves. So they feel like if they can say something like that to somebody else, I guess it makes them feel better about themselves. I don't know. I've heard so many stories over the years since starting the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website of patients and even those who are with patients, family, friends, loved ones, neighbors, whatever, what the situation is, that believe, like, is it really gastroparesis or is it eating disorder? The true test of that is a GES, which is a gastric emptying study. It's a nuclear study, a nuclear test. You go in, be there for 3 or 4 hours, sometimes 6 hours. They give you a radioactive injection. It comes into, it's medicine, comes in egg form. They mix it with eggs, oatmeal, okay? You ingest this, all right? And then what you do is they take a picture, like an x-ray machine, okay? And they got this nuclear, you know, food, so to speak, and it basically shows up on this image, okay? You're eating this, okay? Before, while you're eating this, you go in and you have a scan, basically, and it just keeps projecting image after image after image. How fast, the percentage, is this food leaving the stomach after you've consumed the oatmeal, eggs? I don't know what they have now. They may have chocolate milk with it. I don't know. They may have a devil's food cake. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, can I have mine in a chocolate chip cookie or a slice of pizza? But I've had GES tests 3 times. I had my most recent one at the beginning of this year. I am at 0.05% stomach motility. Yes. I was at 1.5, I think it was, the first time. Then it was 1.1, I think it was, the second time. So I'm basically no stomach, you know, motility at all. So the muscles and nerves don't work in my stomach, which normally churns your food, breaks it down, and takes it through your digestive tract into your small intestines, and then it goes through the whole shebang. So I use the treadmill because it helps to move things from top to bottom in my system. Kind of look at gravity. When you walk and you're moving around a lot, it aids digestion. You don't have to have gastroparesis or any stomach ailment to understand that keeping active, I'm not talking about running marathons, but just keeping active, doing a yoga, walking light on the treadmill, doing something, helps your overall digestive process. And it's healthy and it's good and it's what we should all do, no matter if you don't even have anything wrong with you. Please, folks, take care of your body. But the misconceptions out there, okay? If you haven't gone through radiation, you haven't gone through chemo, you're entitled to your opinions, but they're like bums. Listen, we all have one, okay? Take it with a grain of salt, folks, when people say things to you with their cancer treatments. Do not take it personally. This is my third time around, my third rodeo. I don't take diddly personally. I really could care less what people say. Okay, I know what I'm going through. Eric's there with me. And at the end of the day, I have my treatment team and oncologists. This is the third group of oncology. New group of oncologists. New cancer center. Don't expect people to understand, okay? All right? And if you want to do something nice for a cancer patient, why don't you send them a gift card? and keep the opinions and comments to yourself, because I think that would benefit all cancer patients and especially those that are the support team by their side. Secondly, folks, if somebody has gastroparesis, it is not an imagination, it's not imaginary. There are different types of gastroparesis that are temporary, and they can be, as far as cured, reversed, like such as sometimes people will have it from food poisoning, from some kind of virus or stomach flu or something. It can be reversed if caught in time. Sometimes with antibiotics, you can actually, they have finding out through research, you can outgrow it. Like if you have it younger, sometimes you can outgrow it. The nerves will sometimes, the cells regenerate and repair themselves. Okay, you can outgrow it. There's various ways you get gastroparesis. The majority and the most common is if you're diabetic, and it's a complication of diabetes itself. And a lot of people that have diabetes also have gastroparesis. Back in the day when I started the gastroparesis awareness campaign website, gastroparesis was rare. Nowadays, it's not. The gastroparesis awareness campaign website speaks for itself. We generate over 120,000 hits a day. 120,000 hits and server requests a month, not a day. That's how I get there. Eventually, one day, it's going to be a day. But it's over 120,000 web servers and hits on a monthly basis, okay? That just tells you how many new patients, how many more people are being diagnosed with gastroparesis on a daily basis. Scary, isn't it? How many diabetics are out there? Scarier. But I think the most important thing with anything you have in life and what you're suffering from, no matter what ailment, is to think of yourself first. Put yourself first. I know we all have children. We all have fur children. We all have responsibilities. But end of the day, there's only one you and one you only, Gina Felicia. There ain't no double of you walking around. God help if there's a double of me. Hats off to you, you little spicy, little spunky, little redhead. But I don't think she exists. Sorry, there's only one of me. Take care of yourself first. Don't take things people say so seriously, okay? Try not to stress yourself out. If you feel like you're in a stressful situation, if you feel like you're surrounded with stress, if you feel you have stress in your life, guess what? There's an easy way to solve that. Remove yourself from the stressful situation. Remove yourself from the stressful environment. Remove yourself from the stress that's upon you. It's that easy. I wish I could kick myself right in the butt years ago on that. Okay? If you allow yourself to constantly be in a stressful environment, you're not only going to bring your immune system down, but if you have anything medically, you're just going to make it worse. And why the hell, if you're healthy, would you want to like kick your lifestyle up like and be on eggshells all the time? I think it's just ridiculously. You're not respecting yourself. I think you don't respect yourself when you're doing that. Remove yourself. Life is short. There's only one you. Be happy as happy can be, the happiest you can be. Find reasons to smile. Find reasons to laugh every day. I am the happiest, go lucky person I've ever been in a long, long time. I have found the old me, the lively, funny as hell, just want to laugh, good personality, me. And I'm not going to trade that for anything or anyone. I'm sorry. There is nothing or no one worth that is my happiness. And that's how it's going to be. My personal growth does not respond to negativity or be in a stressful environment. And I am happy as hell. I laugh and I smile regardless of what I'm battling. And that's how I plan to be the rest of my life. And I think you, and even you listening, you can change if you want to change. And you will do what you need to do, and you know what it is, to make yourself happy. Because end of the day, like I said, there's only one you. That's it. That's it, folks. You get one time around on the old wheel of life. Okay? And most people, I'm sure, believe reincarnation, which I do. And you may come back a butterfly, just spread your wings, you can fly around. I don't know. So, back to the hydroxy cut. Okay, misconception, last one for this early morning. Hydroxy cut, folks, does not have ephedrine in it. It's not going to make you lose weight, okay? It is now basically considered a dietary supplement, a vitamin, okay? If you flip this bottle over, okay, you got vitamin A, C, D, E, K. You've got biotin, you've got niacin, you got folic acid, you got B vitamins, okay? It's got zinc. It's got everything you need, okay? You can't take this and lose weight. This isn't back in the 70s and 80s. I think 90s they had ephedrine too before it was banned. and diet supplements because it was killing people. It was giving clots, heart attacks. It's not in it. If you're looking to lose weight, Jane and Felicia, making a shortcut, you're not going to get it sucking down hydroxy-cut vitamins. Which you're going to get some great vitamins, though. Don't get me wrong. Whatever your body cannot take in and absorb is going to be flushed out through your kidneys, flushed out through urine, okay, and out of your system. Always make sure, people, to keep the clear fluids going. Drink lots of fluids. And I'm not talking about a Mountain Dew and kicking back with the Miller Lite. That was funny, wasn't it? Why ain't the racetrack today, man? Hey, damn, we have NASCAR. So, and of course, take your vitamins. You know, plug your vitamins in. Every 8 hours is ideal. Some of these vitamins, it says two or three. Break it. Break it, three vitamins, okay. 888. Eight, skip eight, 8-8, you know? If you're looking to gain weight, men and women, you're going through cancer treatments, there is a variety of weight gain protein powders out there. It's taken me, like, this is the fourth time I had three prescriptions, kind of started backfiring on me, started vomiting with it, which is probably the chemo treatment. This fourth time I've bought Dimetaz, which was per oncology. It's very clean tasting. And the great thing is when you mix it, it's not clumpy like a lot of these weight gain powders are. And it's like, it's like clay, drinking clay. I don't know. I've never tried Play-Doh or clay. You know, maybe when I was younger, a baby, I'd have to ask my parents about that. What is she so spicy? She was eating red Play-Doh and she a baby. But Dimetaz, it's called Supermass Gainer. It has 1,280 calories. You don't have to do the whole scoops on the serving. You know, 8 servings in this big container that's like 6 pounds is a crock because, okay, let's face it. I personally, GI tract cannot handle that. But even mixing this, a scoop a day, which I have, helps maintain and keep your weight up for those who go through cancer treatments and lose a lot of weight. And mix it with your other, you know, protein shakes, your meal supplements. I also still do the original Slim Fast. I have to water things down, but mix it, people. This is just an audio about just taking care of yourself and not worrying a diddly-do-do-do what people think or say about you. Don't. To all you teenage girls that are looking at these flipping magazines with these Photoshop out the wazoo ass pictures of these models, okay? They're models, first of all. That's their job, okay? And then you have the editors and the people who do the editing behind the scenes on these magazines. It's not real. They're not legit, okay? All right? Some of them are. Don't get me wrong, okay? But their whole life is about being on this certain weight that they have to have and this certain image they have to, you know, keep due to contracts they have with different agencies or different companies, you know? Nobody is going to be, what, Cindy Crawford. Nobody's going to be Heidi Klum. You know, we're all individual women that, and that's what makes us so unique. And like this precious little diamonds that we are, because we're all unique and we're all totally different. You don't want to be like everybody else, okay? And you're never going to be perfect and nobody's perfect. I set myself up, I'd rather be genuine than perfect any day of the week, month, year, or lifetime. And that's a God honest truth. So thank you, young teenage girls, for listening. Thank you for all the emails. I appreciate it. You guys are amazing. I could, you know, I wish I could just give all of my experience and what I've gone through in life and just, you know, line it up and say, okay, don't do this, 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 this. But if you didn't do all these things, as I tell a lot of you for emails, through emails, if you don't make mistakes, right? If you don't make those mistakes in life, how are you going to learn? How are you going to grow? How are you going to evolve? And how are you going to mature? You know? Even as adults, we all still make mistakes. But it's up to ourselves to not continue doing them and to learn from the past and move forward. And remember, you woke up today, folks. I'm going to end it with this. You saw that red bow, right? Maybe it was in your hands. Maybe it was in your hair. Maybe it was on, I don't know, your Nighty Night shirt, your flannel. That red, big red bow is a gift. And that gift's a present. And you woke up today, you're live, thriving, surviving, and make sure you wake up with a smile. There's no reason to have a frown, right? Nothing's too serious in life to be so upset about, trust me. So take care of number one, you. Don't live in the past, don't live for yesterday. Live for today, live for the moment. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate the emails. I'm glad I could help out those who can. I'm glad we could clear up some misconceptions about cancer treatments, about gastroparesis, about eating disorders. And by the way, eating disorders, let me end this here. Lady, when it says over, what, you have to be over 18 to buy Hydroxycut, okay? And the thing goes, assistance needed, and I'm scanning this, beep. And you come up to me and you tell me the reason that you have to be over 18 when I ask you why you have to be 18 to buy a daggone dietary vitamin supplement. And you tell me because girls in the area who are anorexic are taking these to lose weight. Hey, honey, they ain't taking them to lose weight. And Gina Felicia, if your kids are taking these young girls to lose weight and they're anorexic, trust me by saying, go ahead and let them keep taking them because all they're doing is plugging themselves with great vitamins. Imagine that. It's like a what? That's like some serious, like, you know, hey, I'm taking this to lose weight. Oh, really? Please. Here's another bottle. Here, please go. You're not going to lose weight on this. But man, that just tells you that woman wasn't educated either. Huh. Right? So take care of yourself, ladies, women, men. Have yourself a splendid Saturday. Do something nice for yourself. Go get that ice cream. Just don't go hog wild. Go get that cereal. You like Lucky Charms? Did it come in yellow, blue, coconut, peanut butter surprises now? I don't know. Don't over splurge. But end of the day, be happy, be free, smile, and don't forget to laugh. Because you know where you heard this from, right? In a country. Good evening and good morning, Saturday. Yeah.